Unit 6. The Chinese Terracotta Warriors. Chinese farmers in Shaanxi Province made an amazing discovery when digging up a field to make a well in 1974. Underneath the ground, they found an ancient army of life-sized and lifelike clay figures. This army is now known as the Terracotta Warriors. Built for the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, in 246 BC, they stood guard in his mausoleum to protect and serve him in the afterlife. Historians estimate that it took 700,000 workers 38 years to build the entire edifice. Yet it is the soldiers that continue to inspire and awe visitors who come to see them. The construction of the warriors mostly took place in northern China near the site of the tomb. The area had an abundance of clay and loess, which is extremely flexible and adhesive and is ideal for the creation of statues. Work on the figures proceeded in a series of stages. The feet were fashioned first on a square base with the legs added afterward. Once partially dry, strips of clay were wound upward to create a hollow body with the exterior smoothed out using flat paddles. Then, various tools were used to create the appearance of armor on the flattened surface. Next, the heads and hands were pasted on the torso. While each head was generic, it underwent a complicated procedure to make it unique. Each of the 8,000 warriors has a different face. Individual features were created with molds that were later stylized by hand. The figures are also different heights depending on their roles, with generals being the tallest figures. Each soldier was also given actual weapons made of bronze, which were quite advanced for the period and contributed to their realism. Also at the site were the large kilns needed to fire the terracotta figures. Researchers believe that the kilns reached temperatures between 800 to 900 degrees Celsius. The heat had to be carefully controlled, since higher temperatures would have caused the clay to become uneven, while lower temperatures would have made the figures brittle. Afterward, gelatin or raw lacquer was applied to give flesh tones, and the eyes were painted with black pupils and brown irises to give the statues lifelike appearances. Despite understanding the processes, researchers are still unable to replicate these stunning figures.